Reverse speech is the unconscious mind of man speaking backwards. Its message is interwoven with the sounds of our forward speech. Forward speech is conscious and capable of manipulation. Reverse speech speaks the truth. The theory of reverse speech and speech complementarity, which I wrote in April 1987 after 3 years of solid research, explains this in depth. Point 1. Human speech has two distinctive and complementary functions and modes. The overt mode is spoken forward and is constructed by conscious cognitive processes. The covert mode, spoken simultaneously with the overt mode, is a reversal of forward speech sound and is constructed by automatic cognitive processes. Point 2. These two modes of speech are dependent upon each other. They form an integral part of communication. In the dynamics of interpersonal communication, both modes of speech in combination communicate the total psyche of a person, conscious as well as unconscious. Now that you know what reverse speech is, another human sense, let us begin to learn how to locate and understand it. Finding speech reversals is not as easy as it might first appear. They are very quick and often deeply embedded into the surrounding gibberish. To succeed at reverse speech requires more than just a casual interest. You must have patience and persistence and be willing to spend many hours listening to tapes. To get started, find a quiet place away from all noise and distractions. Have your reversing machine next to you with your headphones on. I'll start your lesson with the beginning of President Bill Clinton's inauguration ceremony.
Today, our nation bids a gracious goodbye to an outgoing administration and warmly welcomes in a new one as William Jefferson Clinton takes office as the 42nd President of the United States.
I will now play that entire soundtrack backwards. In it, you will hear one, and one only, very clear reversal. When any soundtracks are played backwards, three things can be heard. Firstly, genuine speech reversals. Secondly, coincidental sounds. And thirdly, imagined or projected phrases. I'll teach you how to distinguish between them as we continue this tape series. Now here is that entire track played backwards. See if you can find the genuine two-word reversal that it contains.
Yes,
here is that reversal isolated, played at three separate speeds. The reversal said, "You're fired." Did you hear it without prompting? If not, please don't get concerned. It takes some time to get used to all these new sounds. By the time this tape series is finished, you should be hearing them almost immediately. And as time goes on, you'll learn how to recognize them simply by the way they sound. Genuine reversals often have a sing-song, almost rhythmic tone to them, and there is a distinct tonal shift between them and the surrounding gibberish. Try again now with another soundtrack. It is David Koresh speaking from Mount Carmel just prior to the 1993 Waco disaster.
I've heard a lot of statements the past couple of days from people that are versed in Scripture and for people that are students of Bible, saying this and saying that about the meanings of these seals. But remember, we already see that in heaven, Christ, when he reveals the seal, he's the only one that can do so.
Here is that soundtrack in reverse. It contains two speech reversals. The two prime reversals said we see the meaning with my blood, the answer soon, and we're sad, look what's happened. Listen to them isolated now, and as you listen, I want you to take particular note of the syllable count, consonant and vowel sound. These three factors are very important in determining the precise wording of a speech reversal. Let us now listen to a portion of a lecture I gave to a reverse speech training class as I began to explain the first points necessary for correct reversal documentation.
Right. First of all, is the syllable count correct? If I hear a reversal that says, hear what I say, I'm going to say it. Are you sure that's what it says? How many syllables are there? Hear what I say. Is there four syllables, firstly? Are the letters and the letters at the beginning and endings of the words clear and distinct? If you hear a reversal that says, hear what I say, is it an S on say or a D? Hear what I day or hear what I tay? Or, you know, we'll be looking very carefully at the beginnings and endings of the words. And are the consonant vowel sounds just clear and distinct? There's actually 7 points we want you to look at. But for today, we're just going to work on these three, okay? Syllable count, letters at the beginning and ending of the word, and consonant vowel sounds distinct. I want these 3 points to be imprinted on your brain so that every reversal you hear, you will check yourself and say, does it meet these criteria? If it doesn't, then you ditch it. You don't document it.
So, let us go into our first reversal practice session. I'm going to play you 10 reversals. First, I'll play them twice. Listening very carefully to syllable, consonants and vowels, see if you can tell what the reversals say. After the second time I've played the reversal, I'll then tell you what it says and play it once more. Here we go. The reversal says, you pacify me.
You pacify me.
You must sin.
The reversal says, you must sin.
You must sin.
The reversal says, sad mama.
I have no woman.
The reversal says, now woman.
I have no woman.
No, I don't get the gun.
The reversal says, now I don't get the gun.
No, I don't get the gun.
The reversal says, here I am with rubbish.
I will miss the money.
This reversal says, I will miss the money. It is not as clear as some of the others. Here it is again.
That's so real.
The reversal says, that's so real.
You shock with fire.
The reversal says, you shock with fire. The reversal says, cry reversals. Go back now and listen to those 10 reversals again, as many times as you feel is necessary, until you are sure that you have those syllables, consonants and vowel sounds perfected. I will now move on and play for you a reversal practice where I discuss these points again. In this session, I also discuss a new concept with the class, tonal shifts. Here now is that soundtrack. We are analysing an interview with President Bill Clinton.
Looking for shifts in... I want you to look for two things. We're looking for tonal shifts and any word initially that sounds like it might be intelligent. When you first start, you're looking for anything that might be intelligent. Then we're going to go...
What do you mean by intelligent?
Any sound that you recognise initially as a word.
Oh, okay. I'm anything. Sorry. In reverse.
Yeah. Now, it might be coincidence or it might be imagination, but as soon as you hear something, let's stop and go back. Okay, now we got one right here.
Sales for you. Wish you smoke here.
Did anyone hear anything there?
I must see.
Okay, you heard the gibberish after reversal. Very common to do that too. That's interesting. That's in most classes I've noticed. People will pick up the gibberish after reversal. And I think the brain gets clued in. The reversal actually is the shit won't shake. Okay? Now, I'm going to play it again. You'll hear a slight pause before the reversal occurs. It's only a fraction of a second long.
An educational teacher is in your place.
I'm grateful for the opportunity to serve. The bad days are part of it. I didn't run to have a pleasant time. I ran to have a chance to change the country. And if the bad days come with it, that's part of life. And it's humbling and educational. It keeps you in your place.
So what are you talking about? The bad days. Before this, he actually talked about all the criticism he's getting, the sexual stuff and all that, and that quit. So he's telling you it's humbling, it's part of the job. But yet in reverse, we hear the shit won't shake. So what does that tell you?
You can't seem to get out of this path.
Period. Yeah. It's affecting him more than he's letting on. He won't go, but still hanging on. It's always there.
And if the bad days come with it, that's part of life. And it's humbling and educational. It keeps you in your place.
Sales for you.
I'm now going to play you a series of soundtracks forwards and backwards. As the tape is played backwards, I want you to recognise the reversal amongst the gibberish. I want you to particularly note how the tonality of the reversal changes as it comes in and out of the gibberish. This is called a tonal shift. It is very common. Nearly all genuine speech reversals will have a different tonal makeup than its surrounding gibberish. Also noting these examples how, in most cases, the reversal has a distinct beginning and ending and is separated from the gibberish by a short pause, maybe less than a second, but a pause nonetheless. Here is the first example.
As people said, I came off that really luckily, because if he'd wanted to, he could have really hurt me.
Yeah.
There's two reversals in this soundtrack. The first one says, fate sucking me will help me, and the second one simply says, reverse speech. Here it is. And here is another example.
Probably like a rock star.
I say.
chicks on my own, Kathy and Starla.
Oh.
It's a pretty good night out.
Well, it's possible reversals on that.
Now, this speech reversal says, reverse me back. Find the reversal, and then I have some more comments to make on this example. I now want to play that soundtrack forward for you once more and insert the reversal right where it occurs in the tape. Notice my forward's response immediately following.
Partying like a rock star.
I see.
Got two chicks on my own, Kathy and Starla.
Oh.
That's a pretty good night out.
No, they aren't seeing anything. Well, it's possible reversals on that. Okay.
And here is another soundtrack.
Actually, tell me initially what your reaction is to about the cyst on the liver. How have you thought about that?
It's kind of scary. Kind of neat having something wrong with you.
Two reversals occur on this soundtrack. The first one says, it hurts me. And the second one says, I will look in there. And here is another soundtrack. This is President Bush.
But we must recognize that Iraq may not stop using force to advance its ambitions. Iraq has massed an enormous war machine on the Saudi border.
The following reversal caused a major international controversy when it was played live on CNN during the height of the Gulf War. It was strongly rumored at the time that the reversal, Simone, was a code name for Desert Storm. Here is that reversal, Simone in the Sand. Alright, let us review our work so far. On slide one of this tape, I discussed the theory of reverse speech and looked at some other explanations for this phenomenon. I stated that reverse speech was another form of human communication from the unconscious mind. On this side of the tape, I have begun to teach you how to locate reversals. To reduce the possibility of imagination, I have given you the first three points you need to use to check the validity of a reversal. They were, point one, is the syllable count of the entire phrase correct? For example, if the reversal said, this was an example, there would be six definite syllables. Point two, are the vowel sounds in each syllable clear and precise? Point three, are the beginnings and endings of words clearly defined and distinguishable? And now, here are four more checkpoints, or a total of seven in all. Point four says, are the spacings sufficient between each word so that it is clearly distinguishable from other words in the reversal? Point five, is the reversed phrase distinct from the surrounding gibberish? Point six, does the entire phrase have a continuous melodious tonal flow from beginning to end? And point seven, does the phrase have a definite constant beat or tempo from beginning to end? The following seven checkpoints have been carefully designed over the last few years to ensure reversal accuracy. If you follow these points carefully, it will greatly reduce your chances of imagining phrases. Another good thing for you to do is to have several friends listen to the reversals you have found. Regarding coincidental phrases and words, there are approximately 30 different words or phonetic sounds that always reverse to say the same thing. A complete list of these can be found in the training booklet accompanying this package. You will need to learn these words and phrases by heart, and do not document them as part of the reversal if you hear them. Now, you need to go and play with your reversing machines and practice and practice and practice. I wish you good hunting. Welcome to the exciting world of reverse speech.